So he was in the bulk hospital. He's short now.
All right. We on the record?
Yep.
All right. Call the meeting back to order. We are on item 8A. Mr. Leonard, your director's comments?
Yes. To be very brief. Very quickly, I did send the board an update on the divisions. Really, it highlights really quickly would be that during the legislative session, SB 25 did pass the legislature, which would be setting up a new fund in ADA to fund energy loans through direct financing, bond guarantees, loan guarantees. It was capitalized with $125 million to start with the premise that the legislature would put another $125 million in next year to bring the fund up to approximately $250 million. That bill is in the governor's office, so we'll see on signature on that.
Can I interrupt you there? Because that's going to be interesting because AEA is obviously going to have to be involved in how you approach those projects, and obviously we're going to be doing underwriting, and this is all new, so maybe what we should think about is if there's any board members interested in helping structure that or being involved in how that comes together. Maybe there's a role for some sort of work group of a couple of board members or three to be able to help navigate that.
Okay. Right now, we can't actually start the red package until we
have a signed bill.
But as part of the regulation package, that would be great. Okay. And we have been in constant communications as we've gone through this process with AEA and how they would be involved. And also, I would believe that it would be appropriate to invite Senator McGuire here maybe in the June 28th meeting to discuss her vision of why she went forward with this bill and give her a chance to discuss it with the board, too.
And just real quick, we were in a lot of contact with AEA, and they've asked me to work on the project car fund loans, and they've asked me to continue that, and so we have tried to figure out some way to have
an energy loan program.
So we'll be working, and I think a work group of the board would be a great idea.
Two other bills that affected ADA that passed were SB 66, the new market tax credit bill, and that allows ADA to be involved in the leverage loan side of new market tax credits. Again, waiting for governor's signature. We'll be doing a regs package on that and could work with the board on that also. Mm-hmm. And then the third piece that affected us is that HB 316 passed, and I'm thinking maybe the governor's already signed
that.
Which in effect allows the commissioner of Department of Military Veterans Affairs to declare military zones, and in those military zones, ADA would have more latitude in funding projects. It pretty much, in essence, says if there's an infrastructure project, and still using our underwriting experience, our underwriting standards, that we could be involved in the project. So that could mean roads. In essence, it just says infrastructure. But still have to meet our underwriting criteria, us having the capital to be involved. But anyway, and Alaska Housing is also involved. Both Alaska Housing and ADA would work in partnership with a commission that would be set up in that zone and assist in financing facilities in that zone. So other than that, project with the Department of Military Veterans Affairs moving forward. We are on the Anchorage Assembly for introduction on their resolution of support May 22nd, and I believe June 5th. They will take up the resolution for giving ADA approval to move forward with that project. The RFP is fairly much completed.
There's a couple of amendments. We've now asked for a May 25th return of bids. So again, as things move ahead, if everything's approved on June 5th, we'll sign contracts on June 6th to start work.
And then lastly, at last board meeting, board member Wilkin asked for adjustments to the loan graphs, and I hope we met what you needed, so we adjusted or redid the loan graphs to be more specific and get better information. Loans projects were right on target to meet our $50 million target. Again, our loan default rate is still very low, so the program's working. We're getting in loans. Again, as Chris said before, they're not coming in as quickly with the amount of money out there that banks are holding a lot of the paper themselves, but we are still getting loans in, and the reports state that. If there's any questions on that, I can answer those. Next board meeting is scheduled for June 28th, and that's all I have to report. Mr. Wilkin?
Quick question, Ted. On page 2 under investment finance, you speak of the excess of the mine site for Nova Copper. There was a DOT was supposed to make a decision on whether that access road is going to go to the east or to the west. Do you know the status of that decision?
Mark?
They're still doing scoping on that, so it's not a final decision.
Okay, thank you.
But we're in work meetings with them on every weekly basis. So as soon as we know that, we will send out an email to the board.
Any other questions? Hearing none, we will move on to the next item. Board comments. Commissioner Butcher, any comments?
No, just that I'm happy session's over. I'm really happy to be able to spend a little bit of time on this board. And I apologize for not having been around as much as I have, but Angela's done it.
Deputy Commissioner Rodell, any comments?
No, not at this time. Thank you. Hopefully, okay. I'll get to see you all at the end of June.
Okay.
If not before.
Mr. Wilkin?
Nothing, thanks.
Deputy Commissioner Thayer?
I have nothing other than to say Susan had already landed just in the time that we've been meeting this afternoon in Seattle.
Something's wrong with that.
Yes, that's wrong too.
Mr. Garvin?
Nope, just glad to be back in person. It's much more convenient sitting here and interacting in person as opposed to it's 9 change, 2 a.m. wake up call and plowing into it. So.
It's good to have you.
Good to see you guys in person, and thanks.
Yep.
I have no comment. Thank you.
Good meeting. Thank you.
No comments. Thank you. A motion to adjourn to be in order.
Second.
Motion made. Seconded. All of the favors, you can come to say aye.
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 Opposed? Same sign. Hearing none. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, I'll take you.